Hey everybody, Brandon Lewis here with the TenCon Big 7 coming to you live. Now, many of you are always looking forward to getting your Big 7 on Fridays, but I was out of the office hanging out with my daughter. We had a daughter-daddy date yesterday, and I also had to turn in my computer to have some work done. And so I'm bringing this to you a little bit late, but you still need to know this, especially as we head into the election season. We have got 12 Republican senators allowing gay pride flags in Tennessee schools. This is one of the most cowardly things I've seen in quite some time. Legislation allowing teachers to arm themselves to protect kids passes. Tennessee bill could put violent illegal aliens behind bars passes after being taken off notice last week. A bill preventing local governments from enforcing red flag gun laws passes the Tennessee House. Tennessee House bill killed that would have stopped municipalities and counties from giving reparations out. Interesting who killed that. Tennessee legislature passes bill to criminalize abortion trafficking of minors and a bill that would allow for civil penalties for those who traffic minors for gender altering medical procedures passes the Tennessee Senate and more in the TenCon Big 7. Guys, please do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that subscribe button, and if you appreciate what we do as Tennessee's only conservative news outlet, please, please, please also hit the support button. That's TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support, or you can send your support to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee 37377. So, also, if you want to subscribe, you can text the word news, N-E-W-S, to 423-205-5600, 425-5600, and follow us on Gab, Getter, Truth, MeWe, and Rumble. Okay, guys, so the session's over, and so many things that Tennesseans want didn't come out or got killed, specifically anything having to do with preventing illegal immigration. There was nothing that was passed that would prevent illegal immigration. The only two significant bills that we had that passed that would prevent people coming in here. The only two bills that were passed that had to do with illegal immigration were, number one, is something we're going to talk about today, which is where they essentially they put you behind bars for life if you do something violent, right? Well, that's after the fact. That does not prevent illegal aliens from coming here. That just puts them behind bars after they're here en masse. A second bill they passed was that we're going to report illegal aliens to the federal government. And there was, Bo Watson was at a fire hall the other day, just really like talking about that as if something amazing had been done. Reporting illegal aliens to the federal government is like reporting a burglary to a den of thieves. The people that are causing the illegal immigration crisis right now are, drumroll please, Mr. Watson, the federal government. And so often Republican leadership passes these bills. They're not quite do-nothing bills, and they're not bad bills, but it's their way of passing something. So when they go out on the campaign trail to lie to constituents through admission, they can tell them things that make them go, oh gosh, I'm glad they did something. Meanwhile, they don't know that they killed the bill that would have stopped the mass transportation of illegal aliens, that they have repeatedly killed the bill that would stop the taxpayer funding of illegal immigrant benefits, welfare, education. I mean, it cost us $1 billion a year here in the volunteer state. And they failed to mention that any E-Verify bill that's ever been brought that would cut off the employment magnets were also killed. And so you've got to be careful as you go to the polls, because the Republican supermajority, particularly those in leadership, have become so clever and they've become so good at lying and leaving things out that they can lead primary voters that don't pay attention to believe that something has happened on these issues when, in fact, nothing has. Now, here's a doozy. 12 Republican senators allow gay pride flags in Tennessee schools ahead of election. I'm not kidding you. This actually happened. A Tennessee bill that would ban the display of pride flags and other flags that are ideological or political in nature did not pass the Senate floor on Tuesday. Why? Why would we not want our kids to be groomed and indoctrinated? I don't know. Let's find out. The roll call vote, 13-6, failed to gain the constitutional majority of 17 votes. Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally was the lone Republican voting against the bill. This is the man who leads your Tennessee Senate. This is the man who also likes to comment on apparently gay young boys' Instagram, etc. Same guy. A third of the Senate, 10 Republicans and one Democrat, were not present on the floor. So when only one Democrat is missing, but 10 Republicans are missing, what does that tell you? In addition, of the 22 in attendance, three chose not to vote. Who are they? Eight of the senators were recorded missing during the vote, yet were there. They were told to take a walk. See, this is what cowardly GOP senators do when they don't want to make Randy McNally mad because he won't put them on committees, because he won't pass their legislation. Instead of doing the work to protect kids, they do the bidding of Randy McNally, who believes gay pride flags should be in Tennessee classrooms. He voted against the bill. Who are these cowards? The cowards are as follows, and most of them are usual suspects, with a few exceptions. Paul Bailey. If he's your senator, you need to let all your GOP and patriot groups know this is the way that when a vote comes up that would protect Tennessee kids, Paul Bailey has to take a walk. Farrell Hale has to take a walk. Becky Massey has to take a walk. Bill Powers has to take a walk. Shane Reeves has to take a walk. John Stevens, Paige Wally, and Bo Watson have to take a walk. They were at the Capitol, but decided to skip the vote. Amazing. The three Republican senators present, but not even freaking voting. Not even voting in the room didn't vote. Richard Briggs, Ken Yeager, and Todd Gardenhire. At least Randy McNally had the courage to say, I want gay pride flags in Tennessee classrooms. He had the courage to say, let's put them up there. That's what I'm all for. These other cowards wouldn't even vote. These people all deserve to be defeated. The only one on this whole list that's surprising to me is Paige Wally. Waffling Wally. He occasionally will do something conservative. The House companion bill passed in a roll call vote of 70 to 24. 70 to 24 in the House versus 13 to 6 in the Senate. So it passes in the House, fails in the Senate. Why? Because the Senate is populated almost exclusively with rhinos. And if there is any of these people up for re-election, Bailey, Hale, Massey, Powers, Reeves, Stevens, Wally, Watson. Some of them are up, some of them aren't. Briggs, Yeager, and Gardenhire. You need to vote for anybody but them. They won't be there. These are also the same people, many of which, not all, signed that letter that said, hey, you need to get vaccinated because it stops transmission and there aren't any negative side effects. And if you're questioning any of this stuff, then you are a fool. They're the same people that pushed the mask. They're the same people that let the lockdowns go down. We're still governed by the same people that when they were pressed to make a difference in our state, in our greatest hour of need, were actually the villains instead of the defenders. Can't make it up. Guys, I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me. I just deliver the news. These are the guys making the votes or being too cowardly to make them. Next story. Legislation approving teachers to be armed on Tennessee campuses passes the House and Senate. The legislation, in summary, quote, authorizes faculty or staff members of a school to carry a concealed handgun on school grounds subject to certain conditions, including obtaining an enhanced gun carry permit and completing annual training. Prior to the vote in the House, Representative Republican Patsy Hazelwood voted for an amendment brought by Democrat Representative Yusuf Hakim. Of course, Hazelwood would vote for an amendment brought by a Democrat. She wishes she could be one. She's running for re-election, and I hope she gets defeated. Yusuf Hakim, that would have narrowed the legislation to only be applicable in counties having a population of not less than 366,000. And no more than 366,000. This amendment, along with many others, failed. After much discussion on the floor, the vote was taken. The bill passed with 68 ayes and 28 nays, two voting not present. The bill passed mostly along party lines. However, Republican representatives Ken Raper and Sam Whitson joined the Democrats in voting no on the bill. Clay Doggett and Kirk Haston were present but did not vote. I don't really understand why you would not vote on something like this. Clay, I don't understand why you wouldn't vote. Not voting is the worst vote. Not voting is the worst vote. That's a coward's vote. That is a coward's vote. We should not, there should never be any no votes. You vote one way or the other, and then you explain it to your constituents. And the other one, Kirk Haston. Kirk Haston and Clay Doggett. I love Clay Doggett. He is very conservative on almost everything. But Clay, you need to vote, buddy. You need to vote. Your constituents don't send you up there to let Democrats decide what happens. They send you to go vote. You're their voice. And when you don't vote, they don't get a voice. And they deserve a voice on every vote. The Senate bill passed along party lines with 26 ayes and 5 nays. Republican Senator Art Swan was present but didn't vote. Present but not voting. Worst kind of vote. Next story, Tennessee bill that could put violent illegal aliens behind bars for life passes the House after being taken off notice last week. Legislation that would allow Tennessee courts to enhance criminal penalties for up to life in prison without parole for illegal aliens convicted of violent crimes passed the House on Wednesday by 70-22 after recently being taken off notice in the House Finance Committee. The reason they resurrected this after killing it is because they had done nothing about illegal immigration. And they've at least now passed two bills. I mean, maybe three. I can't remember what happened with Richie's bill to check the voter rolls for illegal aliens, if that made it through both houses or not. I have a hard time keeping up. I'm a volunteer, okay? Just like you are. And so as the bill's sponsor, Representative Monty Fritz, explained during House proceedings, the bill does four basic things. It enhances the penalty for illegal immigrants who commit violent crimes in Tennessee, enhances the penalty for illegal immigrants who commit a crime in Tennessee while in possession of a deadly weapon, up to life in prison without parole, enhances the penalty for any adult who commits a felony crime on a K-12 school campus, allows magistrate or judge to set bail to take an individual residency status into consideration. The bill ultimately passed by 70-22 vote and will apply to criminal acts committed on or after July 1st, 2024. No House or Senate Republicans voted against this legislation. So in almost every circumstance in your life, there are two ways to stop things. Number one is prevention, and the other one is punishment. One is prevention, and the other one is punishment. Every parent knows, every business owner knows, any person with two brain cells to rub together knows that prevention is better than punishment. But our Republican legislature does not ever do anything as it relates to true prevention because the corporate paymasters, I'm kidding you not, 90%+ of campaign dollars that flow into Republican leadership coffers for their campaigns comes from left-leaning corporations. And those left-leaning corporations want more illegal aliens for cheaper labor. They want more illegal aliens to sell cars and cell phones and Titans tickets and everything else too. That's what the corporations want. And Bill Lee and the Republican supermajority, in my knowledge, has never missed an opportunity to dole out corporate welfare, to give millions and billions to failed companies with no recourse for Tennessee taxpayers. They've always got the energy to call special sessions and to do things about things that the corporations care about. But buddy, when the constituents say that they want something done, deaf ears, baby, deaf ears. We have surveyed Republican primary voters over and over again, and the number one issue they want to be addressed at the state level is to prevent illegal aliens from coming here for employment, benefits, taxpayer-funded education. That's what they want. They want that to stop the mass transportation. All of those initiatives that actually do anything were killed by Republicans, not Democrats. This isn't Brother Jones. This isn't Gloria Scooter Johnson. No, this is the Republican supermajority. Guys, we're heading into a primary this year, and most Republican primary voters, they couldn't even tell you who their state rep or their state senator is. If you ask them, name one thing that actually happened in the legislature last session, they couldn't tell you. But they're going to get some stuff in the mailbox. They're going to see some things on social media. They're going to see some yard signs out, and they're going to go vote for a rhino incumbent because they don't know any better. And because many of our challengers are going to be so underfunded because conservative Christians sit on their wallets instead of giving to folks that are running. And so I'm going to encourage you to do two things. Number one, I'm going to be putting out a How Brandon's Going to Vote guide. I don't know if we're going to call it that, but I'm going to tell you who the challengers are, who the incumbents are all across the state, and ask you to support these people. Go knock on doors, call folks for them, give them money. The reason that all this stuff continues to happen is a combination of the fact that we don't have any conservative media outlets except for us. The second thing is that Republican conservative Christians sit on the sidelines financially in these campaigns, and so the power vacuum gets filled by the corporations. And the third thing is, like, people just don't know what's going on when they go to vote. And guys, I need you to spread this information far and wide. And I'm going to be interviewing candidates coming up. I haven't done interviews in a long time because I just don't have the time. But I'm going to start so you can know who these people are and so that you can help them. Next story. Bill preventing local governments from enforcing red flag gun laws passes in the Tennessee House. Legislation that would prevent local governments from establishing or enforcing red flag gun laws made through the Tennessee House of Representatives on Wednesday. House Bill 2035, sponsored by Representative Jody Barrett, will preempt the, quote, entire field of legislation regarding the extreme risk protection orders and the exclusion of all county, city, town, municipality, or metropolitan law, governments, ordinances, resolutions, enactments, or regulations. The legislature also makes it null and void in Tennessee any federal statute, rule, executive order, or federal judicial order requiring the enforcement of an ERPO, a Class C misdemeanor offense for attempting to enforce a federally implemented extreme risk protection order is also created by this bill. The legislation passed 73-24 with Sam Whitson joining the Democrats. Boy, old Sam Whitson is like, he's just a Democrat that ran as a Republican, and he's on his way out. And buddy, he does not miss a chance to say, I'm voting with the Democrats. He voted with the Democrats on five or six things on his way out. I think he's like, screw you people. I'm a real rhino. He let us, you know, instead of like worrying about what his constituents think, which I don't think he ever did. So that's Sam Whitson's legacy. He is a liar through and through. The thing that kills me about all this stuff, oh no, listen to this. The companion bill 2763, sponsored by Senator Janice Bowling, was passed April 11th, mostly along party lines, with Republican Senators Art Swan and Paige Wally voting with the Democrats. Paige Wally is also the guy that recently voted to let gay pride flags be in Tennessee schools. So Paige Wally, Art Swan. Guys, we don't need this. We don't need this. Guys, listen, if you want us to keep bringing you this news, we'll just ask you a question. Y'all watch news, right? You probably watch Tucker Carlson. You watch maybe Fox News, OAN. You keep up with Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, whoever. Can you point to another news outlet in the state of Tennessee that tells you anything about what's going on in your state government that's not a left-leaning corporate lie? I'm waiting. Put it in the comments section. Where are you getting your news other than us? When I started this publication 4 years ago, I didn't know what I was getting into. I had no idea. And it has been a rough road. We have made it thanks to a few very generous supporters, but we're always just treading water because Republicans want everything to change, but they don't want to put any time or money into changing it. And I always say I can tell a conservative by looking at your wallet. You show me your check register. You show me your bank statement. And you show me your calendar. And if you've done nothing to practically make a difference except for consuming a bunch of political content or listening to podcasts, that's not conservative, because conservatism is not something you think, it's something you do. Conservatism is a verb. And if we're going to be politically effective, we have to get engaged and involved. And one thing that we desperately need that's part of the foundational elements of keeping our state conservative is this. We need conservative media outlets, and we are the only one in the state. So if you want us to keep bringing you these stories, which have never been covered, perfect example, News Channel 5 and all the other media outlets, every time a group of people got together to protest any type of reforms that would repeal, prevent illegal immigration in the state, every time there was a protest, the left-leaning media outlets, the same corporations that actually get to go in Cameron Sexton and Randy McNally's press briefings, where you're hearing the same thing from from the Uniparty and the corporate media, they covered every protest that basically said, we want more legal aliens in Tennessee. They covered every protest. But when we had our protest, saying what 70% of primary voters, or 70% really of people in Tennessee want, which is to prevent it, not a single media outlet covered it. And that's what you're faced with. That's what you're faced with here in Tennessee. So if you want us to continue on, please do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. If you give any amount, we will send you this Stop Feeding the Rhinos bumper sticker. We will send you this Don't California My Tennessee bumper sticker, a directory of largely rhinos and a few conservatives up in the state legislature. And if you give $50 or more, we will send you this proud Tennessee conservative tumbler. We're about to discontinue these, so if you want to get these, you need to get it now. And inside it, you will see this proud Tennessee conservative koozie. So no matter what you drink, be your beverages hot or cold, this here, if you put something in here that is hot, it will keep it warm until roughly 2075. It is insulated in here. You know what is insulated with? What we did is, while Cameron Sexton and Randy McNally were sleeping, we took tissue from their ears and we replicated it in a Petri dish, and we made the insulation here on the inside, because we know that the ears of Cameron Sexton and Randy McNally and Bill Lee can't hear anything, especially from Republican voters and primary voters. They can't hear anything. And so we thought, well, man, if it's so tough that no matter how much pleading we put out there that Cameron Sexton and Bill Lee and Randy McNally won't listen to conservatives, surely it would have great insulative properties. And it does. And so this is made from the same thing as the eardrums of all your Republican leadership up there in Cordell Hall. So you'll be rest assured that ain't nothing getting through there. Guys, let's get to the next story here. Tennessee House kills anti-reparations bill. I didn't own any slaves, and you didn't pick any cotton. I don't see how in the world anybody can justify punishing people today who suffered no injury, who had nothing to do with something that happened 200 years ago. 100 years ago, however long. It doesn't make any sense. It's illogical. It's illogical. But people push for this stuff. Let's just read it. The Tennessee House voted 52-43 on Wednesday to defeat anti-reparation bills by Republican John Reagan, which would stop counties from looking into reparations and dispersing taxpayer money to those ancestors who were enslaved. Well, let me ask you a question. I'm a quarter Indian. My grandmother was an Indian orphan. From everything I have been told by everybody on my family, most of whom are dead now, my dad was real dark-skinned, very dark-skinned. When he got out in the summer, during the summer, he was very dark, like remarkably dark. And I mean, am I supposed to get some kind of money? I mean, is there some reason that you, I mean, everybody has been disadvantaged in their life, right? And the United States is not supposed to create equal outcomes. It's only supposed to create equal opportunity. Because people will squander. You know, people with talent and money will squander it and end up in poverty. And people with poverty will end up rich. That's the whole beauty of America. You get to choose. The measure passed in the Senate 26-6, but got hung up in the House. Republican Sam Whitson called for a vote to table the legislation. I bet if I had to pull out my Ouija board, this is me reading my crystal ball, I would say that there's a good chance that Cameron Sexton or somebody in Republican leadership said, hey, if you'll try to kill a bunch of stuff on your way out, we'll get you a lobbying job. We'll find you some job, some up here that's government related. We know that you're a good bootlicker. We know that you're a good yes man. Let's find you some little cushy job. I mean, what else could possibly account for Sam Whitson's awful voting record? Dishonest. You don't run as a conservative, which all of them do. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen around election day, have you ever opened up your mailbox and seen something that says, moderate squish Republican, vote for me, pro-illegal immigration, pro-bloated government, pro-corporate welfare? Do you ever see that when election time comes around? Ever? Do you ever see any of those messages? I really vote like a Democrat, but I'm running as a Republican. Please vote for me anyway. Do you ever see that? No. When it comes around Republican primary voting time, what you see is a bunch of lies. Because these guys are liars. They lie and they put it on paper and they send it out, and they know that most Republican primary voters who go to vote out of a sense of civic obligation don't check the records of those they're voting for, because there's really not a good mechanism to do it that they know about. Although the Tennessee Conservative, the Rhino Report, and hopefully My Voter's Guide will be one of those. Republican representatives voting for tabling the bill were comprised of many repeat offender rhinos, including Rebecca Alexander, Charlie Baum, Jeff Barkhart, Dale Carr, rhino, Michelle Caringe, Jeremy Faison, rhino, Dan Howell, rhino, Curtis Johnson, Sabi Kumar, Harold Love, Pat Marsh, rhino, Jake McCollum, Lowell Russell, William Slater, Ron Travis, Mark White, super rhino, Ron Williams, Dave Wright, Jason Zachary, rhino, Cameron Sexton, super duper, king of the rhinos, grand potentate of the rhinos, and of course, Sam Whitson. Reagan said of this bill, it's a good bill that helps Tennessee and deserves a vote. Pro-reparations, pro-gay flags, can't stop illegal immigration, pro-corporate welfare. I'm telling you, I've been doing this for 4 years this October. I did not want to report that this is what I have seen. I have no, it is no pleasure in here for me to come in here and read this stuff. It's damn depressing. One reason I was happy I didn't have to do it yesterday is because it is so depressing, because it's not like reporting this stuff to you and the session's halfway through and there's a glimmer of hope that Republicans will actually do something conservative. No, the damn session is over, and this is all we got. Mainly a bunch of smoke and mirrors. And I'm afraid if conservatives like you don't get engaged in this upcoming primary election, we're going to send these same cowards and liars right back up to the Capitol. I was reading here recently. I'm going to give you more commentary today than I typically would, because it's a Saturday and not a work day, and I've got a little time on my hands, comparatively speaking. I had a friend of mine who's a great supporter of our publication, John Ballinger, who I don't think would care if I said his name, told me to look in Exodus, where Jethro recommended to Moses the kind of people that he should put in leadership. Because Moses was wearing himself out, trying to govern the people, adjudicating every little thing, and he would sit from morning till night in judgment of people. And Jethro's like, oh, no, buddy. And he's a father-in-law. And this is, again, that you should listen to your elders, right? Your father-in-law comes and says, buddy, you can't do this. You need to appoint people over hundreds and tens and fifties and thousands. And these are the things that he said, that they should fear God, that they should be able, and that they should hate a bribe. Hate a bribe. I think a lot of people go up to the Capitol. Some of them profess to fear God. I don't see much of that in their governing. I think it's just a pretense for people that don't pay attention. Some of them are able in some degree. Some of them are not very able. Some of them couldn't run a shift at a Dairy Queen in Poughkeepsie. They're just not the kind of people you'd want to be working for you or running anything. But the third thing, that they hate a bribe. From what I have, if 90% of your money comes from left-leaning corporate interests, do you hate a bribe or do you love a bribe? Do you revel in a bribe? Do the bribes help you consolidate your power? That's all I've seen. All I report is what I see. I keep waiting for something to pop up different. But boy, this is so consistent and so unerring that if somebody please in the comments section, come to another conclusion for me, because I would really like that. Tennessee legislature passes bill to criminalize abortion trafficking of minors. Good. Thank goodness. Following the Tennessee Senate's passage of the bill that would make it a criminal offense to assist minors in obtaining an abortion by transporting them across state lines, the House passed the bill. 72-24, the legislation has been called parental protection plan by the bill sponsored, who state that the bill makes parental permissions a requirement of a minor to be transported for the purpose of having an abortion. The Senate passed the amendment with 26 in favor and 3 against and 1 person present but not voting. All Republicans voted in favor of the bill with the exception of Art Swan, who was counted present but not voted. That is the worst way to vote. The Senate, an amendment by Todd Gardenhire was adopted to receive passage along with the bill, and House Representative Patsy Hazelwood proposed an amendment which was adopted by the chamber prior to the final vote. The major difference between the original version of the bill and the amended version is the addition of the text that the criminal penalty does not apply to a person who has, quote, obtained the written notarized consent of the unemancipated parent or guardian to transport the minor out of state for the abortion. On the floor in the House, am I to understand this? The major differences between the original version of the bill and the amended version is the addition of the text that the criminal penalty does not apply to a person who has, quote, obtained the written notarized consent of the unemancipated minor's parent or guardian. So it's okay to kill babies if we have a permission slip from the parents of the child. I guess that's how I read this. On the floor, the House bill passed with only one Republican voting against, Sam Whitson. A bill that would allow civil penalties for those who traffic minors for gender-altering medical procedures passes the Tennessee Senate. House Bill 2310, sponsored by Representative Brian Ritchie, will allow those who traffic minors across the state for the purposes of intentionally, I'm just going to summarize this for you because we're getting at the end, cut off body parts, inject hormones, everything else. You know, I just don't understand where our culture it has gone. You and I are probably older, if you're watching this, right? Young people tend not to keep up with politics. They think everything's going to be just fine. You get older and you start seeing that your nation and your state and your county is completely changing in a way that's not healthy for it, that's not based on biblical principles, that's not based on our American heritage, that looks more like all the crap that has happened to Western Europe and all of these communist and socialist countries that have fallen into the dustbin of history. You see this stuff, and so you start paying a little bit of attention. And 2020 may have brought many of you to my podcast listening. It's what brought me out of retirement, is our Republican-led supermajority trouncing our constitutional rights. Not the Democrats, the Republicans, led by Bill Lee. That will be his political legacy. And so, you're older. How hard is it to stay healthy? I got a crick in my neck. I worked out yesterday for like an hour and a half. I don't know what I did. I was jumping on the trampoline with the kids. Who knows? But if you take the supplements you're supposed to, if you get the exercise, if you regulate your diet, getting old is still not for the faint of heart. Like, it hurts. It sucks. You're going to have health problems. And that's if you do everything right. Now imagine you're a man. You cut off your whatever. You start injecting female hormones into your body and you start taking a bunch of weird pills to try to turn you as a man into a woman. Imagine how bad your health, both mentally and physically, is going to suffer from trying to do that. Imagine how much cuckoo, crazy for Cocoa Puffs, is going to be going on in your mind. And in particular, if you're a lady out there and you're listening, like, you understand this. Like, y'all have, like, compared to men, I assume, y'all have, like, tremendous hormone shifts. You do. That's part of, I guess, the body equipping itself for childbearing, right? And so imagine that, but in the opposite direction. Instead of it being female, it being male. I mean, that would just destroy your health. And the fact that we live in a culture and a society where this is, like, supposed to be okay, and it's supposed to be okay for kids. How many of you had the sense to make any major life decisions when you were 13, 14, 15 years old? I look back at 13, 14, 15-year-old me, and that kid was a moron. He was sweet enough. He was in a bad home life. And he grew up dirt poor, but he was still a moron. No wisdom. We're going to let these kids, we're going to poison their mind with things that culture says is healthy for them, that the Bible and science, like practiced science, like the lived science says is wrong. Richie said about the passage of this bill, HP 2310 did not cover anything. Did not cover everything we aimed for. I'm relieved that we managed to implement the civil action, empowering parents with the ultimate authority over medical procedures for their children. It's another crucial safeguard against the looming threats targeting our kids. The everything bill alluded to is the criminal consequences that were initially included with the bill, which I think should be left in there. there are a lot more, there are things that are a lot lighter that you can do in Tennessee that would get you arrested that are criminal. And you get caught smoking pot, you'd be arrested criminally. If you probably don't pay a parking ticket after so many days, and they probably would, it's a criminal offense. They'd go try to get your driver's license and arrest you and get you to pay something. But you can, if you go to try to chop off the body parts of a kid, well, that's just a civil penalty. Prior to the bill's passage, Patsy Hazelwood proposed an amendment that diverged from the original bill, stating that the bill's penalties does not apply to a parent or legal guardian who is authorized to make health care decisions. Amazing. An adult who has permission from the parents to do this. A common carrier transporting passengers for hire in the scope of their business. So if somebody wanted to get on a Greyhound, Patsy Hazelwood's like, yeah, in those instances, let's do this to these kids. She's running for re-election. This woman is pure evil. She's pure evil and she lies. You don't hear her on the campaign trail because she's my representative up here on Signal Mountain. You don't hear her up here on the campaign trail singing praises for all these liberal things she does. I'll close with this, and then we'll talk about what I'm doing this weekend because that's always what we close out with. We have to decide, as Republicans, and many of you especially, if you serve as members of a Republican Party at the county level, if you're on the CEC, if you have something to do with the Republican Party, if you're in a patriot group, etc. And I know that's most of you that probably watch this because everybody else is asleep and they Google things for 5 minutes, they look at their mailbox and they go out and vote, but you don't do that. We have to decide, are we about the politicians and the persons, or are we about the policies and the platform? Are we about the politicians and the people just because they got an R by their name, or are we about the party and the policies, the platform? I'm about the platform. I'm about the policies. But as you talk to people out there, they're like, oh, I can't vote for somebody else. I'm friends with so-and-so. I know so-and-so. I went to high school with so-and-so. That has no impact on how they go vote. You live under policies. You don't live under personalities. Your kids and grandkids will grow up to live under the policies that these rhinos are instituting. We've got to kick them out. What's that mean for you? You got to knock on some doors. You got to make some phone calls. And buddy, if you've got any room in your budget, you need to be writing $100, $200, $500, $2,000 checks. Many of you are able, $10,000 checks to these challengers that actually have the ability to win. I'm not talking about people that go out and run for office against these incumbents who don't raise any money, who don't have a plan, who have never taken a course, who have never read a book, who think that they can just show up and talk at potlucks and that they're going to somehow magically win. That's not how campaigns work. Go to conservativecandidatesacademy.com if you're thinking about running for office or know someone who is, conservativecandidatesacademy.com. Get my book, get my workbook, study this stuff. I'm tired of supporting conservatives, true conservatives. Their heart's in the right place, but their brain is missing because they think they can just walk out the door and do something that's remarkably complex and win. But for those of you who are conservatives out there, you need to get behind these guys that are running against these incumbents. It's remarkably challenging. It takes a lot of courage to get up and do this because it is an uphill battle. But the beauty is this, the truth is on the side of these challengers because the incumbents have terrible voting records. And if we can simply gather the resources and the manpower to tell GOP primary voters about the awful voting record of their leadership and many incumbents, not all. We've got incumbents that are running right now that have good records and they got challengers that are put up by the rhinos to try to knock them off. We need to support those people. And I'm going to put that in my voting guide as well. But you've got to get off the couch. You got to get off your wallet. You need to set aside a couple of Saturdays between now and the primary to go freaking knock some doors or do whatever you can. I'm doing as much as I can do over here. Running this publication, putting together the Signal Mountain Conservative Club, helping a few candidates, that's all I got in me. And some days that's more than I can give. So if I can do all this, I know you can do some small part. Find something you're good at and get involved with it. That's all the preaching you're going to get from me today, guys. What's going on this weekend? Oh, there have been changes in plans. Changes in plans. Last night, my wife went to a women's conference at church. She's there this morning as well. So the kids are here with me. They're actually on the third floor cleaning up the art supplies and the messes they've made. They're holy terrors upstairs on the third floor. They love it and they have fun, but they like to play and then leave, right? That's the nature of children. And so they're up there cleaning. I was going to go camping today, but it looked kind of overcast and I got ran out of time and I was like, I don't know if I got time to do that. So I'm just here catching up on some work and I am tinkering around my camper in the garage trying to get it ready for a trip. I'm going to take it low key this weekend. I'm going to go to a civics and culture event on Sunday evening. There's a gentleman who's speaking there. God, and I know he's real famous, but I don't know who he is because I only keep up with state government. But nonetheless, I'm going to that thing with my beautiful wife. And it was good to see some of the ladies from church come over last night after that event and hang out and enjoy their girl time. And then I'm going to try to put a hammock out in the yard and hang out. I'm going to try tonight to go to the Signal Mountain Opry and listen to some music, I think, by myself. Because if I take the kids, they get fidgety and bored, and I'm just there to listen to the music. Because as many of you know, I love old bluegrass music. Maybe I'll play some for you. I'm practicing on that three-string dulcimer I picked up here recently. And so I'm just going to try to piddle around the house here on Sunday and then go to that civics and culture event. A little worn out, a little tired. This session has been a disappointment. It has been. I mean, there are some highlights and there are some things that happen. But I'll close with this. Almost every time you see conservative legislation passed in the General Assembly, there's a commonality. And here's the commonality. It sounds real good. It can be used in campaigning to confuse and often dissuade Republican primary voters from knowing the truth about what's going on in their government. And there's never, it's never anything attacking the corporate power structure. Anything that's got lots of money and lots of lobbyists attached to it gets killed up in the General Assembly. Things that are actually a hard fight, things that would cost these representatives some power or some money. Those things don't even, they don't see the light of day. They're not even carried by leadership to later fail. They're only carried by the small remnant of actual conservatives we have up in the General Assembly. That's why illegal immigration never gets any traction. That's why no strings attached school choice. And I'm going to be working with some people. I've even talked to Gary Humble of Tennessee Stands, and I'm going to try to talk to some other folks about just getting a no strings attached property tax rebate for people that have kids that are school age, that don't send their kids to government schools because they're crappy and unsafe and they indoctrinate kids and the academic performance is in the toilet. You don't send your kids to school, in the government school, and if half your property taxes go to it, you should get half of them back. I ain't going to be much money for most people, but it's better than nothing. It is a shame that people have to pay half of their state taxes into a system that is so evil and deteriorated and corrupt that they can't even use it. And then the Republicans, who are supposed to be conservative, can't even come up with a way. All the geniuses, Cameron Sexton, Randy McNally, I mean, these men will tell you, they're geniuses. They will tell you. Give them 5 minutes, they'll tell you. But they couldn't figure out a way to get kids trapped in these failing schools, an option that didn't come with a bunch of strings, that wasn't massive a government entitlement. Just give people back their tax money and leave them the hell alone. The government education experiment has failed. It has failed. It costs twice as much. It produces a third as much as it should. The values that are taught are contrary to conservative values, Christian values in almost all of these schools. Federal corruption is leaked into them. And these Republicans cannot find a way to get kids out of them. Can't find a way. That's where we are, guys. Unless you change it. And I hope you do. But it's going to take some blood, sweat, tears, and most importantly, probably the thing that's hardest for you to let go of, treasure. So where is your treasure? Is it in your conservative values? If it is, you'll invest it. Cast that bread upon the water. It'll come back to you. Guys, I love you. Mean it. Take care. I'll see you next weekend in the 10 Con Big 7. Hopefully not late. Hopefully not late, but on time. Take care.